With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. A jobs report released yesterday by Montana's Department of Labor and Industry gives a glowing picture of the state's current job market, but predicts a worker shortage in the next decade. Department of Labor and Industry Commissioner Pam Busey handed the 2016 Labor Day report to Governor Steve Bullock during a press conference hosted by a financial company in Helena. Busey said the state had exceptional growth last year, despite natural resource sectors being hit by lower commodity prices.
This year's Labor Day report has good news throughout that highlights the strength of our economy, in part due to the diversification of our state's industries. In the last year, Montana has added thousands of new workers, which is helping businesses grow and expand.
Busey says that wage growth in the state is moving in the right direction, and wages increased across the state by over 3% last year. She also said the state's unemployment rate of 4.2% is better than the national average. According to the labor report, Montana's unemployment rate is expected to continue declining over the next decade, and that should lead to increased workers' pay and benefits.
It is a good time to be a part of our state's labor force.
Democratic Governor Steve Bullock continued on much the same when he took the podium. After praising Montanans for their hard work, Bullock said that there is still work to be done preparing for the state's retiring baby boomer population.
We have an aging workforce. Montana businesses are going to be looking for workers that have the skills, knowledge, and training to fill good-paying, in-demand jobs. That presents us with ultimately an opportunity to invest in Montana workers.
What the Labor Day report calls a looming worker shortage is expected to result in unemployment rates around 2%, potentially slowing job growth. The Labor report proposes several solutions to the pending shortage: to bring in more out-of-state workers to Montana, to increase the number of Montanans who work full-time, and increasing worker training and education. Bullock says he's already started to invest in training programs through his office's Montana Main Street program. In his opening remarks on the labor report, and without being prompted by reporters, Bullock mentioned the context of the labor report's release just months before the election.
We also know there are folks out there that'll try to twist and turn economic statistics for their own personal benefit, to pick and choose talking points in order to tear Montana's progress down.
Bullock's challenger in this year's gubernatorial race, Republican Greg Gianforte, has made the state's economy and job market, and specifically low wages, key issues for his campaign. Gianforte campaign spokesperson Aaron Flint called the labor report numbers out of date and says Montana's economy is not as rosy as Bullock paints it.
He's using numbers from 2015 when the numbers in 2016 say we've had two consecutive quarters of decline in our GDP. I mean, you just can't spin any faster than this.
According to a report by the Bureau of Economic Analysis, Montana's gross domestic product declined by about 1% in the final quarter of 2015 and in the first 3 months of 2016. Aaron Flint also attacked Bullock on the state's low average wage.
It comes down to what you're bringing home in wages, and we are behind the nation in wages, and that's what matters to the average Montanan.
Greg Gianforte regularly uses the 49th in wages ranking during his campaign stumps, but critics have called the relevance of that number into question. Montana State University political science professor David Parker wrote on his blog that a significant number of Montanans, including farmers and ranchers, don't earn wages per se, but can still have healthy incomes. Parker says he's, quote, skeptical about low wage claims by candidates. The Montana Department of Labor and Industry report released yesterday says Montana now ranks 45th among states in hourly wages. You can find a full copy of that report on our website, mtpr.org. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.